That sounds like a confrontation to me, Chris.
Well, the bikers are certainly used to being outnumbered, and we are prepared to form a wall of meat. But we're confident that law enforcement, that they've learned their lessons in Chicago and in Arizona, and if it's anything like it was in Cleveland, they're going to have the they're going to have things under control. We're anticipating a celebration here. We don't anticipate any problems. We have a strict code of conduct where we don't condone violence. But again, in the event that we're needed, you can certainly count on the Bikers for Trump to form a wall of meat.
A wall of meat. That's an interesting phrase, right? I believe you're going to be vastly outnumbered. Anti-Trump groups are reserving, in terms of parking spaces, I understand. They got far more than the pro-Trump people. Is that accurate?
Well, again, we're used to being outnumbered, and we're very confident. Our group is full of, you know, the backbone of the biker community is the veteran. And so these are guys that aren't really used to backing down. But, you know, you certainly won't see bikers out there screaming, calling for the destruction of private property or the death of police officers. We're going to be throwing the halftime inauguration rally at John Marshall Park that will kick off shortly after Donald Trump exits the stage to go into the Capitol, and it will end shortly before the parade on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Why are you such a big supporter of Donald Trump?
Well, like Donald Trump, the biker has an outspoken nature. And so as Donald Trump came onto the political scene, the biker was looking for someone outside the establishment, someone that was going to stand up to and call it what it is. Radical Islam is one of the biggest talking points of Bikers for Trump. Illegal immigration, and one of our sweet spots is getting behind the American veteran. We believe it's incumbent upon all who understand the value and the sacrifice of our servicemen and women that we are there for them, and we've got to change these policies now.
All right, Chris Cox, look, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We wish